All right, I guess we'll get started. Welcome everybody to tonight's leadership call. This is your call for the field. And basically, Dr. A is traveling tonight. So Terry and I got the honor of doing that. So to introduce ourselves, I'm David, this is Terry. We're integrated presidentials with OptaVia, and we get to host this call tonight. So we're really excited, glad you're here with us. And we're just coming off an amazing event. So first of all, I just wanna welcome you guys to OptaVia. If you're new and if you're seasoned, welcome back. It's been a great weekend. We're just coming off it. So excited. We had a great event. We're gonna talk a little bit about that tonight. And so I'm gonna turn it over to my lovely wife, Terry here, and she's gonna guide us through this whole process.
So we're so excited to be here today. Dr. A's traveling, and so many of the leaders were, you know, took time out of their schedule to go into Salt Lake to participate in the event this weekend. And tonight is really just going to be a kind of a recap, a celebration of the work between the corporate and the field, and basically our debut to the world. Like, put a 10 in the chat if this was 10 times better than you even imagined, that people really loved every aspect of what we shared this weekend. And I just really, we're going to bring on Nick Johnson, president of OptaVia, and Jen Mason, our coordinator of events. And if I didn't get your titles right, please forgive me. Nick, correct me. But we just want to hear from the corporate side. This was, I will add, and not everybody knows this, but they had to be so agile and shift because of everything that's going on. 60 days they did to put that amazing event together. And just so impressed, and all the puzzle pieces worked really well together. So Nick, we'd love to hear from you and what how your team is feeling, besides probably a little event hungover, but just how you guys are feeling about the success of it.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks, David. It's a pleasure to be on with everybody. And you know, my team is an incredible team. And so before I begin, I just want to give a big thanks to the team. Jen, who's on, I don't know if she's going to be able to speak because she's still traveling, but she wanted to be on the call. But a big, big shout out to Jen. She's the director of events for OptaVia, Coach Client Experience. And she and her team have done a remarkable job. Also Allison Quillen and her team, and Mike Colvin and his team, and Kelly Rose McCann and her team. It was a true collaboration in every sense. Most important, I think, was the ability to coordinate and collaborate with our incredible field leaders. As Terry, you said, you know, about 60 days to put everything together. And, you know, it's been said that necessity is the mother of invention, and our ability to turn this thing around, undo a massive event that we were going to have, you know, arenas, filling arenas in Atlanta, and the disappointment and all the complexity that goes along with undoing such a complex event. It's a credit to the team. And I mean that with a capital T team. It's not just the internal team. It's obviously the OptaVia community coming together and locking arms and doing something that's incredible. It wasn't perfect. We experienced a lot of learnings, and we're going to continue to learn from this, but that is really what OptaVia is all about. It's about growth, and you're never going to have a perfect scenario, but most importantly, we were able to connect with so many people. I won't officially tell you the numbers. I'll be vague until they're officially confirmed, but you know, tens and tens of thousands of people being able to connect and become exposed to OptaVia. I wrote down during Dr. Anderson's visionary speech, and right after I welcomed everyone, I wrote down something that came to my mind. You know, people spend so much time on taking care of a lot of things, whether it's their car, their home, their career, and everything else. How much time do we actually spend taking care of the one thing that nobody can take away from us, which is our own body, our own mind? And I felt like this was a true invitation to explore oneself, and in doing so, explore a broader community of like-minded people who are committed to the path of optimal health and well-being. And I think we're able to accomplish that. And like I said before, Nothing's perfect. It's never going to be perfect. Our intentions, though, were pure. And I feel that we were able to accomplish a lot together. So hopefully we were able to serve the community. We felt honored to be able to serve in that capacity, in all of the logistics and setting everything up and doing it in a way that we felt was worthy of the values of this great community. So as I said on Saturday morning, we embrace the obstacles as the way. You might find a few goats. Maybe you want to hug them next time you encounter them, you know. So anyway, I hope that it was enjoyable for you. We want to be together with all of you again soon. We're trying to work our way through all of this, just like everybody else. But all in all, we're extremely pleased and so grateful for all of you for tuning in and for talking about this with people. I have to say that people who I didn't expect, you know, in other circles of my life to connect, somehow connected through one of you. And they reached out saying, hey, that's you. And people who know me from from years and years and years ago. So thank you for sharing. And that's really the message on behalf of the company tonight is thank you so much for sharing.
Well, Nick, thank you. And I have to say personally that you guys, maybe it wasn't perfect, what is these days, but the cooperation between the field and the corporate to put this together, we were just so impressed with you guys, how agile you were with everything we asked. Even on-site requests were amazing, and you guys did a great job. And if you didn't get the goat reference, watch all the videos that we have after this event is over. It's going to be amazing, and you'll get what he's talking about, and it's really good. So
excellent. Yes, yeah, so excited. And we have a few people that we brought on to share their vantage point, what's going on, what they're doing with the event, just some other things. So we selected three people, different size businesses and across different organizations. So first I want to bring on is our good friends, Rita and Dom Tarnelli. Hey, I'd love to hear from you.
How are you?
So nice to see you. We're so excited.
Absolutely. This is our 15th national convention. In fact, our first one was 2005 at Park City, yeah. Utah. And that's when, you know, we had known you guys right from the get-go, Dave and Terry. And it's been exciting to see this evolution. I think there was 250 people at mm-hmm. that national convention. And, yeah. you know, it was a different format this year. And we were like not quite sure what was going, you know, how it was all going to shake out. Yeah. And was it going to be good? Was it going to be exciting? So I know Rita has some thoughts here, and then I want to finish up here real quick.
Yeah. So, you know, Nick and Jen, thank you so much. You're saying it wasn't perfect, but it looked pretty good to me. It was pretty perfect to me. So we don't know any difference because we don't know the, you know, what went on behind the stage. But thank you. Thank you for this great event. We didn't know what to expect. So, you know, being virtual is very different than being live. So congratulations to you all. You all did a great job. You know, we didn't know, most people didn't know what was going on in the background, which is good. You know, and some of my takeaways, there were so many beautiful nuggets from so many people. You know, Dan Bell just knocked it out of the park. He is our personal sponsor, so we always have a soft place for him in our heart. But, absolutely. You know, he talked about dreams, and that really resonated with Dominic and I because we have been around for a little bit. But you know what? We have never given up on our dreams, ever. We jumped in with 2 feet, and we have always been committed to this business, and we held on to our dreams, and we still do to this day. They may look a little different because some of those dreams have come true. But so, you know, if nothing else, hold on to those dreams. And this is the vehicle. You are in the right vehicle to get you there. And he was just phenomenal. So were everybody else was awesome also. But he really resonated with me.
So, you know, every year convention falls on our anniversary. So we were celebrating our 37th. Wedding anniversary the weekend before a convention. And of course we had the deadline. In fact, Rita and I, we were talking after dinner and I was like, you know, I think tonight's the deadline to get all of those people that we, you know, the guests registered. And so, you know, we scurried around, we made some calls, we did some texts and we, you know, got the list in. So we got that. And so I kind of felt like I wasn't doing the best job of promoting convention, you know, because I also wanted to, of course, you know, celebrate our anniversary, right?
And yeah, celebrate.
What matters most. So we got back home and then we, you know, had this virtual convention. And as I was watching it and I was listening to, you know, Nick and then Dr. A talk and the vision and, you know, remembering the things that I heard at my first convention, what attracted me to OptaVia back then. You know, Dr. A talked about these five big companies out there in America and how we're going to be bigger. And I was like, I was getting excited. I said, more people need to hear this. And so I was like, quick, let me get the live feed on my client support page. Let me get my live feed on our coach support page. And so, you know, I mean, this is a little crazy because I'm not a techie person and I haven't really used a lot of social media, but I'm like, you know, darn it, why don't I do a watch party? And so, I mean, it gets really crazy when Dominic does a watch party. It's the very first watch party I ever did on Facebook, but it was for a good reason.
And you made it easy to do.
Right? So I just put the feed, I clicked a few different things, and lo and behold, I had people watching National Convention with me on my Facebook feed. So for guys that tease me about never using social media, there you go. I'm all in. All right, guys. Oh, and by the way, I just want to say that some of the clients that watched it that normally wouldn't, some of the coaches who forgot to register that normally wouldn't had a chance to watch it, watched it. And I've already got calls for people who wanted to become coaches and some clients that decided to become coaches because they watched the live feed that we posted. All good, guys.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And yeah, this definitely wasn't National Convention, but it was something new. And you know what, Nick? We don't know where this is going to be a place in our future. So excited, and again, happy anniversary. So next person we're going to bring up is Candace Watts, a global director, very close to presidential, and super excited because Candace, in where you live, the mandate was you were able to have a live event. You had a real watch party where you had people in. Tell us about that and how your crew enjoyed everything.
Awesome. Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity to share tonight. You know, a few months back when it was announced that we were going to be doing this virtually, I knew we needed to do whatever we could to somehow meet in community. And so whether that would have been small groups, you know, at different locations or a large group via Zoom, this would have been my 8th national convention. And so I just know how important events are. And I wanted to do whatever I could do to make this as magical as I could. So luckily, our state quarantine guidelines were lifted. So we were able to do a little bit of a larger gathering. And thanks to a group of amazing leaders that I collaborated with on my team, we were able to meet in a central location. We had 80 coaches from all over attend, anywhere from brand new coaches all the way to presidential. And we gathered together Friday evening for Dr. A's visionary speech and celebration evening. And you know, everything happens for us, right? So when we had our little technology glitch, we were able to just pivot. And we actually started sharing our own stories of transformation. And this was so powerful. We actually were able to honor our presidential and globals and our team and recognize them and be able to have them share their hearts and transformations within their journey. The weekend was so powerful. We even hosted a small little leadership breakfast in the morning where we were able to really dive into our whys and hearing one another's hearts and dreams. And we also too live streamed our, you know, what was approved into our client and coach support groups. And we had people within those communities awaken to partnering with us in our mission as well. And so we viewed all together on Saturday and we had some times to take away some things that, you know, what people were awakened to. And I've received so many messages over the last couple of days, just how authentic everyone felt. The gratitude for Dr. A and his vision and just for all of those that have come before us, the power behind really understanding all of our 4 key components and truly understanding our full offering. The new coaches were awakening to how powerful OptaVia is and that we truly are a professional coaching company with a huge mission. And so, you know, the energy just exuded from the screens of each leader who shared, and you could just feel our rooms just light up with hope and direction for our future. And they all realize that the only obstacle often standing in our way is ourselves. So we're the way. And we were given the hope. They were given the same hope that I was at my first convention, that life can look different if we choose for it to be that way. So I know as a collective that we can really transform the world masterfully if we take responsibility and choose to live above the line. And so you know, we were empowered that, or they were empowered that they really can choose to become the dominant force in their life, that it's never too late to make a change or dream. And they grasped a better understanding of what it meant to lead into the future and act in the now. And, you know, we can't teach OptaVia, we become OptaVia. And they really were able to understand that, and that as they become OptaVia, then the mission just continues to move forward. And so a couple people shared that, you know, to stop seeking approval and permission from others and just to really, you know, be proud of who they are. And, you know, one thing that everybody loved was that our brain cannot be critical and creative at the same time. And so, you know, as I wrap up, just to really think that everyone was able to take away from this event the same thing that I took away from my very first event 8 years ago, that the program will change your life, but the community will heal you. And we had so much healing taking place over this weekend. It was phenomenal. And I was so humbled to be amongst our future leaders in OptaVia and shine their light. Thank you so much for letting me share.
Oh, Candace, that was so good. And I loved that the community will heal us. And that's what this was. This was an unbelievable community event. And you were very fortunate where you live to be able to do that. And I know many people on the line are wishing they could have, but we all gave virtual hugs to everybody. Okay, the next people we'd like to bring on is Chris and Michelle Sims. Tell us how you have.
We're so excited to be here and just honored to be a part of this and just sharing what we learned.
Thank you so much for having us. First of all, we want to give a shout out to our Dare to Dream team. You guys are incredible, and it's an honor to do life with each and every one of you.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you guys know this, but Michelle and I met at an OptaVia event. So OptaVia events are amazing, and we wouldn't be here without them. And we haven't missed a single OptaVia event since that very first one.
Yeah, we call that the love boat.
Yeah. And shortly after that, we went to our first convention together. Now, I had been to my first convention a year before that, so I kind of knew what to expect, but it was Michelle's first convention.
Yeah, and that was a true awakening for me. You know, everybody that has seen Dr. A knows his heart. And for me, it was an awakening that I will never forget.
Yeah.
I almost got emotional. Sorry, guys. but just to see his heart and his passion for getting the world healthy really lit a fire under me that I was like, this is what I want to do. And this is where I want to go. And I'm ready to change the world with you.
Yeah. And this really isn't a gift until it's been given, you know? So we wanted to get out there and invite everybody to this event because, you know, the year prior, convention together, we had a couple of teammates with us and we were so excited they were there, but we wanted to bring so many more people with us. And we knew that going to Atlanta might be a little tougher because there was more expenses there, but with this being virtual, guys, thank y'all so much, all the people behind the scenes that put this together, because we were able to invite so many more people. We brought all, you know, we invited all our coaches, all our active and inactive clients, all the candidates, the people on our dream team, that list that we've been trying to kind of a scare list you've heard about. We invited all of them, got the premium bundle, and just filled all those guest passes up. So we brought a lot of people with us.
It was a lot of fun. And during the event, we opened up a Zoom room for everybody that we invited. This was really powerful for us and our team. We were able, during the breaks, that we opened it up for discussion and debrief and, you know, our biggest takeaways and where are we going to go with this? What do you see for your future? And it inspired us. It inspired us. It inspired everybody. And I feel like we have a clear path for, you know, the rest of 2020 and 21 going forward. And we're just super excited for what's to come. We also did watch parties live on our Facebook stream, which was great. And then we actually wrote down every name that popped up. And then every name throughout the weekend that kept re-popping up, we actually highlighted it. And we thought that was pretty cool because now we can go and follow up with them. And then we did lives throughout the weekend and we did post hashtag OptaVia20. And we just had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a blast, y'all. I didn't expect it to be so much fun just being right here in our living room, but we loved it. And now that the event's over, we're just being active and really just into action. We started following up with everybody, our coaches, to make sure we understood their biggest takeaway and where they want to go from here and their dreams going forward. All the guests that we invited, we're just engaging them and asking the same thing of them. If they missed the event, that's okay. We just want to engage them and let them know that they can go and catch the recordings. And we're there for them if they have any questions. And the watch party folks, we're just going to follow them with, up with them the same way, just touching base with them, having conversations and getting them moving. With the team, one of the biggest things is recommitting in our health and our journey, the four pieces of our journey, right? So some of us are slacking in different areas and we've all decided just to fully recommit to all four pieces. And we're going to come together as a team every week and talk about what we're learning through the Habits of Health Transformational System as a team. And we're really excited about that.
Yeah, it's a good way to hold each other accountable. A big aha moment for me is when they said, fear has killed more dreams than failure ever will. That was powerful because I know for myself, fear has been a huge stopping point for me in so many areas of my life. And I decided, you know what? Fear's not going to have a hold of me anymore. I'm going forward. I'm stepping out of my mind. I'm stepping out of that comfort zone. And I will do whatever it takes to make my dreams come true because that is not going to stop me anymore.
Absolutely. Thank you for getting me inspired. Yeah. And my biggest takeaway might sound weird, y'all. It was when Dan Bell said, isolation has moved some people right now to despair and desperation. That struck a chord with me, y'all, because before this program, that was me. I was desperate and I was depressed and I was miserable and I was looking for hope. And thank God for my best friend and coach who reached out to me and offered this program to me because I wouldn't be here today. There was times I was considering ending my own life. And I actually know people in the midst of this pandemic that have done that. And maybe if they knew there was hope and there was something better, just maybe that wouldn't have happened. So I feel a conviction to get out there and share this with every single person that I know, because just maybe it might change and save their life. And that's it, y'all.
Great stuff, Michelle and Chris. That actually is one of the things I want to focus. One thing is I was realizing when you're talking is that OptiVia coaches are first responders in the world. We can't only help with people's health right now. We can help resuscitate their dreams. And so basically I felt personally sitting in the audience that was what we were connecting with the world with. And we had a bigger audience than we've ever had before. It was an amazing event that, became out of an obstacle that we had and out of a crisis situation. We actually had a platform in which to show the world how we show up differently. All through the weekend, we got comments about how OptiVians show up differently. In a very positive way, people are just drawn to us now because there's not that that environment around them currently. And so this is an opportunity for everybody to continue to share stuff from this event because it was all powerful. And I'm just really excited to be part of this organization all over again. I mean, we have a coach that always says, I fell in love again with it over and over again. And I was one of those this time, so.
Yes, I don't want to be, I would be remiss if I didn't thank each and every one of the leaders who took time out of their schedule to travel. And, precautionary measures were taken all over the place. We had a great dinner with plexiglass in between us. And it was just, I just am thankful for the professionalism of the company. You know, people social distanced on the stage when they were presenting. And I just, how much it took for them to prepare and travel and all that. So I do want to very sincerely thank that. Also want to share that in your portal, dang, that platform was amazing, Nick and Jen. Once you got the hang of it, in your portal are all of the recordings and all the extra little things. Like I've already gone back in and listened to the meditation one again. And it's all in there. And Nick, maybe you could put in the chat what the date is until all the recordings are in there. I am so sorry. I don't know that off the top of my head. If you weren't officially registered, you watched on the live, obviously you don't have a portal. So you can go back and watch the live and, it'll be have the opportunity. The recordings will be broken up and presented and organized and everything. So wait for those as they go through those and get that. I'm sure your team, Nick, is taking a very much deserved day off. So as we're getting ready to close this call, I do want to thank everybody who participated. And if you are on this call and you by chance did not participate in OptiVia Live, go find the live stream and please watch it. Oh, and I do want to say Dr. Anderson's Q&A on Sunday. Oh my gosh. Like if you don't fully understand our program from a scientific format or even the mental aspect, so phenomenal.
Amazing talking points.
Amazing. Okay. So as we're getting ready to move in to the next call, our field-led call, I am super stoked to bring on some of my favorite people, Sam and Harold Prestenbach.
And Mine too.
Yes, they're definitely. So Sam and Harold, share with us a little bit about what your training is going to be for the next, on the next call.
Oh my gosh. Well, don't fight over us guys, but no.
We can fight a little bit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Go ahead. What an honor to be with all of you tonight after that amazing event that we just had. And what an even more incredible honor to talk about this topic about what is really possible in the next 6 months. You know, OptaVia has radically transformed our lives and all of our friends, because all of our friends, our best friends, are all OptaVians. And when we talk about this topic tonight, what I want you to know going into this is we're not going to tell you what we think you should think is possible, but rather guide you in identifying what you want for your life, equipping you and empowering you that through this vehicle here, not only can you go get it, but you should.
Absolutely. I couldn't think of a better time. The most advantageous opportunity is after an event such as the event we just had. So hope to see you guys on the next call, and we'll see you in a little bit.
Excellent. And so for all of you on the line here, so we have two calls, you know, the leadership call that we're on right now, and then we have a field-led call because we're able to be a little bit more agile to the moment of what we need. And we've got so many great leaders. And what's really great once we started these about a year ago is it really frees up the top leaders to be able to work more independently with their specific people and all the entire field on the same page. So I just want to personally thank Sam and Harold for the work they put in, even with a busy weekend, for this next call that's coming up, but also for all the previous leaders have done it and all the future ones that are gonna do it. Next coming up is we have Donnie, who's going to share about the Wednesday calls. And before, as she's coming in to share this, we knew after such an amazing event, many of your guests would wanna know, what's next? What other information do I need to know to make a decision, make more of a decision about, is program something I want to look at? Is my next step moving into my health journey? Is my next step moving into my coaching journey so I can serve other people? What is my next step? And I just really want to thank Donnie because you pivoted knowing that your event, the event on Wednesday is going to be probably a packed house. So all of you who have a lot of people that you're following up with, our Habits of Health and our Stories of Transformation is a vital event, and it's very useful at timing. So Donnie, share with us about what you're going to talk about.
Oh my goodness, Terry, I'm so excited and honored to be sharing on Wednesday night. We're going to be talking about success through simplicity, and I'm going to be honored to be interviewing Nick Fry, who is our behavioral therapist, talking a little bit about the science and the psychology behind simplicity, behind our fuelings and success through the simplicity, and keeping that whole vein of simplicity going through the night. We're in the Transformation Stories to Share webinar. We're going to be talking about how anybody can use this very, very simple system to create results in their life if they're willing to put the work in. We're going to have health professional, entrepreneur, moms, stay-at-home moms, you know, busy moms, you know, so whether you don't have time or whether you don't know about health or whether you don't know about business, we're going to be covering it all and showing how no matter where you are, this simple system can create results if you're willing to put the work in. And in the vein of simplicity, I absolutely love how the company has thought of everything. And we have a reminder that we can sign up for. You know, type a one into the chat if you have signed up for your reminders for the Monday night calls and for the Wednesday night calls. All you need to do to set yourself a reminder for Monday night is text OptaVia Coach to 99000. And every Monday night, you'll receive a reminder with the link. You just click the button and you're there. And the same thing applies for Wednesday nights. And so make sure that not only you have registered or opted in to texting into 99000 type in OptaVia 30 and you'll receive the reminders for Wednesday night. But also make sure that all of your clients know that, because that makes life simpler for them. It makes life simpler for you, and it helps integrate everybody into the simplicity of this amazing system.
Well, outstanding. Are you guys stoked for Wednesday's calls? Put a 10 in the chat if you actively participate in the Habits of Health calls and the Stories of Transformation. They're just so they're so amazing to be able to hear different voices. We're up at the top of the half hour, and we all want to move on over to make our plan for what we want to do and what we want to create in the next 6 months. So I want to thank everybody who was on the call today, and let's go get America healthy.
Great spending the last 30 minutes with you guys. Glad you were on tonight. Get on the next Zoom and figure out that 6 month goal.
Bye-bye.
Bye.